Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Rainbows. So, I would like to thank people who listened to episode 39. That was the love story of EJ and Rod. Thank you very much for the support. So, I got a content idea. And this content idea was actually from a batchmate. Hi, Verge, if you're listening, this episode is for you. And I know this episode is not only for you, but for all the single moms out there. I look up to single moms, by the way. So for today, I invited a single mom. Okay, so today we'll be talking about motherhood. And it suits the podcast because remember, my advocacy is to empower women. Empower not only women, but empower. I think it is important to empower motherhood. Remember that I made episodes on motherhood, on women, what a woman should be, the essence of a woman, and many more. So for today, we are going to talk of empowering motherhood, or should I say empowering single moms. So welcome to my podcast. I invited no other than, guess who? Drumroll! I invited my sister. Okay, so I can't invite anyone due to COVID protocols. I can't invite them here. No, kidding aside, I think it's an honor to invite my sister, especially. I look up to her. I look up on how she raised my niece and many more. So welcome, Ethel, to the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Elaine, for inviting me.
Relax. Okay, so I have several questions for you, Ethel, that would revolve on, of course, single motherhood. But before we start, remember that you can be a single mom in many ways. One would be by choice, meaning if you came from a toxic relationship or an abusive relationship, it's more of a choice being a single mom, or some are single moms because of the death of their husband. That could be also. What are other ways, ate?
I think...
By choice. I think more. And remember that many women today are being abused physically, emotionally, financially, emotionally. Hence, they would leave their relationship. Okay, so I think it's I'm titling this episode Empowering Single Moms because I believe it's a difficult task. Is it? It is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my first question, what strengths are needed for a single mother? Or in other words, what strengths do you already possess that will enhance your role as a single mom?
I think it would be patience, because being a single mom, you rely on yourself, no other one but yourself. So you do everything. So I consider patience, because you have to be patient to encounter all the difficulties of being a single mom.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also quite important that you have a support system, right? Your family should be able also to support this decision. If your family supports you, I think it's an easier task.
Yes. And I believe I wouldn't be where I am today, being a single mom, without a support system, which is my family.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, you're part of it.
Yeah, thank you. Nagbuhat ng sariling bangko.
No, it's true. From my mother, to my father, to my siblings, to my extended family, cousins, titas and titos, which were there from the start. I wouldn't be as strong as I am today if they wouldn't be there.
That's why I salute single mothers, because it's not an easy task to do. I think the father has a certain role to play, and if you're a single mom, you play both roles. So, I salute single moms. Hindi lang salute eh, parang bow down. Yeah. Hindi naman Diyos na bow down. Parang bow down for, how do I call it, appreciation for inspiration, rather. Okay? So, let's move on to the second question. Okay, the second question is, as a single mom, what weaknesses do you need to watch for?
I'll put it in this way. So, parang the weakness is time. Because considering that you do everything, you have to have a good time management, that you balance work, balance family, taking care of your child or children. So, if you don't have a good time management, you wouldn't accomplish anything because you only rely on yourself.
Oo nga, na-realize ko, no? Kasi if you have a partner, usually you
happy.
Yeah, one would attend the PTA meeting,
yes.
One would stay at home,
yes.
One would
and it's,
earn.
I think it's also, you have to sacrifice. So, yeah, like what you mentioned, if you have like a PTA meeting but you have work, who will attend both? You have to sacrifice
me.
One.
Kidding aside.
You have to sacrifice one to the other.
Oh nga, I realized. Oh, it's a difficult task.
Mm-mm.
So, you're like doing everything on your own.
Yes, basically. But yun nga, it's with you can always rely to your family for the support.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, you have like a sister, ikaw naman dito, ikaw mag-attend, ikaw mag-ganto.
Kaya important yung support system.
Yes. That's the basic need. I think you wouldn't survive as a single mom if talagang mag-isa ka talaga.
Mahirap. Kaya I think some women have hesitations on becoming a single mom, on leaving toxic relationships.
That's why you have to be an independent woman.
Yes!
And strong. to become what you are, because you wouldn't, if you're not as strong as an individual, much more na kung may inaalagaan ka, may who is dependent on you. Tapos yun, yung mga iba, they cannot leave their husband kasi they're not as independent as, so natatakot sila mag-isa.
I like that. Actually, it leads to another subtopic, which is abusive relationships. If you try to look at statistics, why some of the abusive relationships, not only some, most would not live because they are dependent on their husbands.
But if you are an empowered woman, an independent woman, na alam mo, nakaya mo mag-isa, na kahit you get out of the relationship kasi parang kaya mo naman mag-isa.
Yeah, I like that. So there's strength, no?
Mm-mm.
In single moms.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the third question. The third question is, what do you imagine will be the most difficult struggle of being a single mom? How are you preparing for that?
When the first thing that came to my mind was, if mamatay ako.
Shoot, tell! Ano ba?
Di kasi sabi, it's the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah. Oh.
Kasi parang, ikaw na nga nag-iisa, mawawala ka pa. How would your child live? Kaya yun yung talagang kinakatakutan. So,
teary eyes siya. Yun yung disadvantage ng podcast. You cannot see the emotions.
Kasi syempre, everybody comes to that point. Pero sabi ko, parang sana, yung makita mo na yung anak mo will grow up before things happen. No? Pero yun nga, you prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Kaya babalik ako dun sa first statement. The first statement is the support system.
Yes.
So going back to that statement, if you have a good support system, and knock on wood,
Mm-mm.
if you die, you know that someone would take over.
They will be in good hands.
Yeah, that's why an insurance is very critical.
Yes, that's why I have many.
Yeah, you get an insurance for your for your kid. Mm-hmm. Oh, kasi wala na sinang that's the worst, no?
Yes.
But I think it's quite an advantage if your daughter or son has a sibling.
Yes.
Yeah, but if she or he doesn't have a sibling,
if only child, mas mahirap pa yun.
Mas mahirap. Oo nga, no?
Kaya nga, dapat pati yung anak mo may good support system. Like, cousins, or titas, titos.
I remember the best friend of my brother, si Mike Benitez.
Mm-mm.
So, when his dad died, and then his mom is in Dubai, I think, or Qatar, Michael was actually telling the story na yung the struggle of being a single child. Mm-hmm. Yun. Oh nga, no? So, I'm quite happy I have a lot of siblings. Right? Because if you're a single child, I think you carry all the burden of everything.
Wala kang pahati. Yeah. Wala kang mapagsabihan.
I think that's the worst. Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's go to the fourth question. How do you respond to questions regarding your decision? Especially if it was by choice. Ah. Yes. But I think this question is not answerable. This question is not applicable for those who lost their husbands by death.
Yes.
But if you chose to be a single mom, this question is applicable for you.
Yung sagot ko lang dyan is just be honest. Kasi the truth will always come out.
That prevails. Justice ba to?
The truth will always come out. So, para at least mas ma-understand ng anak mo where you come from, why did you decide to do that,
mm-hmm.
mas magandang maging honest. So, parang at the age of, I think, 7, dun na sila magtataka. Kasi when they go to school, some of the fathers bring their child to school. Tapos bakit siya nanay lang? Ganun.
Yung concept of family. Yes. No? Actually, I agree with that. Sometimes I think dapat ipalitan or redefine ang concept ng family.
Actually, yun yung when my daughter went to school, dun ko na realize dapat at school pa lang they have to change the concept of family na hindi yung family mother father and children. It can be your lola, lolo, tita, titos, cousins, that's family. Kasi when I remember my daughter's assignment was to draw a family, so parang family dalawa lang kami, so parang tapos when she compares the her drawing to others classmates, bakit yun doon siya nag she asked na questions na, bakit ito, bakit
how did you answer it? I'm curious.
Honest. Wala, I decided to leave your father because I think it wouldn't work out and I want the best for you. So I think the best is to go separate ways and to give a better life for my daughter.
I have a realization here. As an educator, yun nga, I think it's important, no, to change our perceptions on things, redefining things. Kasi our definitions of things are very traditional.
Yes.
And even when you look at the family code, the family code would say that a family is composed of a mother, father, and of course, a child. Well, in fact, when you come to a deeper perspective, a family can be anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to be your blood. Yung aso, pwede kong maging family. Sorry, not being sarcastic. Or a stranger.
Kaya it has to start with the teachers. Like you, na to change the mindset of our
the youth.
Para hindi sila judgmental when they see a family na dalawa lang.
Yeah.
Tapos sila yung magtatanong, bakit wala si ganito, wala si ganyan.
Hence my advocacy, this podcast. I think it came also to my mind kasi same-sex marriage, ayaw nilang illegalize because of the definition daw of a family. So, everything comes here now, our definitions of traditional thinking, sometimes we have to change because things change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the concept of family is love lang naman.
Yeah.
It's not human beings. And it's, if you love somebody and you consider him or her a family, that's your definition of a family.
Okay, let's go to the last question. So, do you have any advice, Ethel, dun sa mga new single mothers? Kaya this podcast arised because there are new single moms who approached me and said, gusto namin ng podcast para sa mga single moms. Veteran ba? Ethel is around 11 years na, no? 11, 12 years na single mom.
Yes.
So, what can you advise to them na parang they're struggling eh? Kasi sabi yun eh, nagsastruggle daw sila single moms. Kasi mm-hmm. it's not an easy task naman talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can you advise?
What I can say is, you are not alone.
Yeah, so, I like that.
And with social media, ang daming support system naman eh. Support groups that you can join. You can share your problems. Pero yung una is to have a support system like a family. Kung yung family mo matatag and supports your decision, okay ka na eh. Kasi you have somebody to lean on, somebody to depend on, somebody to share your problems.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be your family. It can be a friend, classmate, ka-work or like a support group. Doon mo para at least ma-feel mo na hindi ka nag-iisa. And which is in reality hindi ka nag-iisa dito sa mundo. Madaming dumadaan din sa pinagdadaanan mo.
Yeah. This is impromptu ha. Sorry Ethel, but I have to ask this. Everything actually is impromptu, but I have to ask this. It came in a snap. So, do you think single dads have the same struggles? As single moms? Ay, hindi ko. You're not a single dad, definitely, but what do you think? Same kaya yung struggles?
I think yes. Pero more kasi yung society na judgmental sa single mom.
Kasi more patriarchal society dad.
Pero it's just the struggles, I think it's the same. Mas ano lang, yung the society is more judgmental when it comes to single mom. Yung single dad parang I'm not really sure, yung tingin ko.
Yeah, I think so too. And I have a theory behind it. The theory behind it is, when you're a woman, you are expected to be the homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung tingin kong theory bakit less of a woman pag single mom. Yung tingin, when you're a woman, you're expected to be a homemaker. Maker ha?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a single mom, parang, bakit hindi mo trinay? Yung parang ganun na judgment na parang, bakit hindi mo trinay? Bakit ano nangyari? So parang nagiging judgmental ang mga tao dun sa mga women who are single. So let's go to the conclusion of this podcast. So how would I conclude it? Ethel and I have been emphasizing it multiple times, the support system. I think the support system of being a single mom is very crucial. You need that, whether you find it in friends, family, or anyone you can hold on to. Here, ito naman yung mga sigh ko. So I would go back to the question I always ask. What is a woman without a man? No doubt, she is empowered and phenomenal. This is episode 40. This is Celine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story.